Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Ed?
Lincoln?
Did I wake you up?
No.
No, what's up?
You told me you've been having trouble with rabbits getting into your yard?
I did.
The fence?
Oh, fuck.
Everything all right in there?
Yeah, I just slept in.
That's all right. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can come back later if now isn't a good time.
That's just...
Lucille?
Lucy's busy.
Company?
Who is it?
Lincoln?
Move over.
Edison, we didn't talk about a man coming over.
I'm Thomas Lincoln, Ed's neighbor, happily married.
Primavera Inkworm, Ed's acquaintance. The pleasure is mine.
Well, you two seem...
Preoccupied?
Sure.
Yes.
Very.
Well, I'll get going then. Sufi's got a debate tournament over in Lakeview on Saturday, but apart from that, I'm free most this weekend. Call me when you want to put that fence up.
Fence?
Yep.
Have you come over to build a fence with Ed?
Uh-huh.
But not anymore.
Why?
We're rescheduling.
You're rescheduling?
Yes.
Why?
Because we are very busy.
Well, don't reschedule for me.
Well, it isn't just for you, Prim.
Edison.
Are you even dressed to build a fence?
What do you mean?
You're in sandals and a crop top.
They're Birkenstocks. And this is a sports bra.
It's 22 degrees out.
I don't really get cold anymore. As of late.
Okay. So, how far do you want this thing away from the tree line?
A couple yards, I guess.
How many?
3.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd wager 15 at least.
Make it 20?
If I were you, I would be more concerned with keeping that lion out instead of some rabbits.
I didn't know if Prim was behind me.
Speaking of, that friend of yours gonna watch us this whole time?
Yoo-hoo! You lift those wooden planks, Dr. Steadmuffin.
Ignore her.
How can I? That robe is brighter than God's ass, and I thought my kids liked pink.
You have no idea.
Thought she said she was gonna make some coffee.
And I thought she'd leave in the morning.
I was thinking of building a rail fence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, we just need to put some slats in the ground. I can bring wood over later to lay between the slats. Get today done as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Let's get to digging.
So? How are the kids?
Abby's joining the swim team. Theo just started on French horn.
That's great.
Sufi's got debate this weekend.
You told me.
Hello.
Here comes your coffee.
Hard at work or hardly working?
We just started.
Well, I started to get bored, so I brewed you strong fellows some coffee.
Much obliged.
Least I can do, since it's so cold out. I wouldn't want you two freezing on me. How is it?
Good.
Grainy.
I couldn't find a coffee grinder, so I just used the blender and 3 filters.
Thanks.
I also brought you this coat. I appreciate the view, but it is so...
No, thank you.
You're practically naked. Not like I'm complaining.
Not that coat.
Okay. The lining is pretty garish. Lucy was never into Technicolor statement pieces. So, are you digging a hole?
Yes.
Is that for the fence?
Yep.
Wow, Ed, you're so good at that. I really appreciate your rustic capabilities.
Thanks. Which slats are we using?
Oh. I was thinking these...
Is this?
The 200-year-old cypress? It is.
Lincoln, where did you get this?
When they were repairing Town Hall, they used this for the lobby. They just about threw the scraps away. Couldn't let that happen.
You shouldn't have.
I can't think of anyone in town who would better appreciate it.
What's going on?
This is insect and water resistant, too.
Easy to put up, easy to tear down if the critters don't get the message.
Do they ever?
Addison.
Do y'all have a deer problem over here, too?
Ugh, don't remind me. Lizzie hates them.
Makes two of us. But it's pretty simple to get this type of fence high enough so they don't bother to jump over.
Is it a fence?
Yes.
We won't be hearing from her for another 6 hours. Settle in.
When I finally get 2 delightful little bitches to myself.
A genie's wish of a situation, isn't it?
Irony is so fun and sexy until it happens to me. How often does she do this?
At least once a week.
Sounds miserable.
You lived with me long enough. I think it's a fair trade-off.
How come only the ones you left on her showed up?
Because I'm her girlfriend. And also ineffable.
Unfair.
You'll get over it.
What are you doing?
Crossword puzzle.
Wow. Do you want to not be doing that?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
No, it isn't.
Because I can think of something better we could be doing.
Edison!
Is that Lucille?
Get back in here now!
Oh, shit.
I thought she was out.
I never said she was out. I should take that.
My wife needs me to,
Yep.
Yep.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, two, one.
Hold on, let me unfurl this wizard scroll real quick. Went out of
Baba Booey.
Nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite. Tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Azitas, what are you gonna get? I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna get the double, triple, lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
Two McLobsters.
As if on cue, the camera panned upwards, directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargo the Destroyer! Leaping into the fray from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.